Superintendents are making bank in Texas. It's April 17th, 2024, and these are your headlines. Texas school superintendent salaries continue to rise despite falling enrollments and flagging student performance, leaving taxpayers wondering, what are they getting for their money? This is newly released Texas Education Agency data for the 2023-2024 school year. It shows 8 superintendents in Texas, public school superintendents, have salaries above $400,000, and another 81 receive $300,000 or more. Texas's highest paid school superintendent was, again, Cypress Fairbanks ISD Mark Henry, who pulled down a base salary of $536,000 before retiring in December of last year. The lucrative salaries are supplemented by benefits such as cars, phones, housing, along with large pension contributions. They often include hefty bonuses as well. All of this, of course, paid at taxpayers' expense. Superintendent salaries are set by school board trustees. The top administrator's salaries show no correlation to the number of students enrolled in a district or even the students' academic performance. And check out some of these examples. Klein ISD, which paid their superintendent over $400,000 last school year, had 4 teachers arrested during that time for sex crimes involving children, including recently a teacher charged with forcing students into prostitution. Prosper ISD Superintendent Holly Ferguson, meanwhile, received a raise in the last year from $310,000 up to $350,000, plus a $40,000 bonus following revelations that she covered up a bus driver's arrest for sexually molesting 2 elementary students. Ferguson is currently under investigation by the Texas Education Agency. Embattled House Speaker Dade Phelan, who's facing his runoff election next month, is continuing his fundraising tour across the state. His latest money-raising event is scheduled for May 9th in Houston. Participation levels start at $250, with $50,000 donors receiving Diamond Host Committee status. What an honor. Texans for Lawsuit Reform PAC and their founders, Dick Weekly and Dick Trabolsi, are all listed on the invitation. TLR has, of course, been criticized for stoking the House's impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton last year and is the subject of our newest documentary, by the way, out today, Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers. Encourage you to go watch that. Associated Republicans of Texas, another establishment-aligned Austin group, is also listed on the invitation. Also listed are several incumbent House Republicans from the Houston area, including Greg Bonin, Charles Cunningham, Lacey Hull, Will Metcalf, and Dennis Paul. Former Representative Dan Huberty is also on the event's host committee. Do you remember him? Well, after being arrested and charged with driving while intoxicated after he rear-ended another vehicle at a stoplight in 2021, he didn't seek re-election, instead opened up a bar and cafe in downtown Austin, catering to lawmakers, lobbyists, and essentially the Austin Swamp. John Now, who's the CEO of Silver Eagle Beverages, one of the country's largest Anheuser-Busch distributors, and he's Governor Greg Abbott's campaign treasurer. Well, he's also listed on the invitation. The Houston event is part of a series of fundraising events Phelan has hosted after coming in second place to former Orange County GOP Chairman David Covey back in the March primary. He's also hosted fundraisers in Austin and Dallas, collecting money from donors, lobbyists, and politicians. That runoff election will take place on May 28th.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, now streaming on all major platforms.
The American Alliance for Equal Rights has filed a lawsuit against Founders First Community Development Corporation, alleging that its Texas Job Creators grant discriminates against applicants on the basis of race by excluding white contractors. The program awards grants ranging from $1,500 to $10,000 to minority or LGBTQ-founded companies with the aim of assisting and improving business equipment or hiring new premium wage staff. Now, to qualify for the funding, a company must be, quote, founded by an entrepreneur who identifies as a minority, LGBTQIA+, their words, military veteran, a woman, or is located in a low to moderate income area. The accompanying questionnaire requests an applicant's gender identity and whether or not he or she identifies as a person of color. The lawsuit by AAER alleges that the grant program violates the Civil Rights Act of 1866, among other legislation, through its exclusion of white applicants. Another point of contention they raised was that winners of the contest and grant recipient companies are required to give up personal data. Their president, Edward Bloom, said that civil rights laws in the United States do not permit racial discrimination just because some racial groups are overrepresented in various fields while others are underrepresented. He said programs, contracts, employment opportunities, contests, and other areas of our nation's public policies that are racially exclusive, like the one offered by the Founders First Community Development Corporation, are unfair and illegal. Programs like this one will be vigorously challenged in federal and state courts throughout the country. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.